Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Your hosts this week are Teresa and Deanna. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and the new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Teresa. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. This request is from Charles. Good morning, ladies. 3 years ago, cancer took my wife, my best friend, and my everything. The pain of her loss still feels like a heavy weight. I ask for your prayers today and always, that God may wrap his loving arms around me and our family, and fill the void left by her absence. May her courage and legacy inspire us to cherish every moment and fight for a cure. Please pray for my strength and comfort as I continue to miss her dearly. God bless you. Lord, you tell us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away." Lord, we ask that you remove the heavy burden that Charles continues to carry after the loss of his wife. God, do not let his feelings overwhelm him. During moments of anguish, touch his soul with your compassion, his heart with courage. Despite his pain, let him know healing is occurring. Comfort his heart in the knowing he will meet her again in your presence. And until that time, may he always look to Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Tricia Anderson. Please pray for my grandson. He came home from school sick last week. Lord God, we praise you for your compassion and goodness. We lift up to you this precious child for your healing power to fully permeate every part of his body. Please give his family the wisdom to care for this beloved child during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Diane, asking for prayer for my son. His wife has requested a divorce, and he's having a lot of anxiety over it. He's scared that he will lose his kids. Father, marriage is a great gift you have given us. From the beginning of your creation, you intended for man and woman to be bound together for life as husband and wife. Father, we know that you are a God of restoration and healing. We ask you to bring healing to this broken relationship and restore harmony and unity to this family unit. We pray specifically for the children who are innocent bystanders in need of godly parents who love and cherish each other. We ask that you relieve Diane's son of the anxiety he feels. Fill him with peace that surpasses all understanding and give him the strength to get through this very difficult time.
The next request is to please keep our daughter, Tina Harrison, in your prayers. She is seeing a doctor this week to determine the best treatment for her condition. Thank you, one and all. Lord God of all goodness, look with mercy on Tina, and let your hand of healing and protection be upon her. Lord, ease Tina's and her parents' fears and anxieties. Be with Tina and her doctor as they determine the best possible treatment for her condition. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
From Connie Bryant, I need prayers, please. My mother had a long battle with two types of cancer for many years, and she passed away this morning. I have no family left with my mother gone, and I'm not coping with this too well. Thank you. Dear Lord, Connie has lost her mother and feels all alone in her grief. Hold her close to your heart, Lord. Father God, she is overcome with sadness and needs the shelter of your wings. In her loneliness, help her to know she is never alone. Give her reassurance and hope in these words. Because you are precious to me, because I love you, there is no need to be afraid, for I am with you. Isaiah chapter 43.
This is from Denise. Brothers and sisters, I ask that you please pray for my mental health. I've been going through a tough time the last 3 months with the medical switch, and it has literally turned my life upside down. I pray daily and all day for relief, but if you could spare 15 seconds in a prayer, I would be most grateful. Thank you, and God bless you all. Loving God, you are always close to us, especially when we are weak, suffering, and vulnerable. Lord, we ask you to reach out to Denise, who is experiencing mental illness. Please lift her burden, calm her anxiety, and quiet her fears. Please give her healthcare professionals the knowledge and skill to find the right medications for her condition. We ask that you surround Denise completely with your healing presence so she will know that she is not alone. We ask this through and in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
From Monica Amador, can I get prayers for my daughters in the neonatal ICU? Gracious and loving God, watch over these newborn babies who are facing illness when they have so recently come into this world. Send your grace upon them so they will know your loving and healing presence. Give these baby girls and their mothers strength with whatever treatment they need to recover. We pray for the doctors and nurses to receive the wisdom, skill, patience, and sympathy they need to provide the best care possible for their journey to health. We look to you and your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
This request is from Diane Creighton. I really need prayers for my son. Please, he's in a bad way, and I'm praying for his life. Dear Lord, we pray that you will speak to Diane's son and help him listen to what you say and to treasure your commands. Tune his ears to wisdom and help him concentrate on understanding. Instruct him in the way of wisdom and lead him along straight paths. We pray that you will ease Diane's fear and anxiety while her son journeys towards you and your ways.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com. Or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.